The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Realize what this week is.
We got to keep fighting.
We're trying to make sure that we're heading into the postseason with momentum. Peaking at the right time is most important.
Touchdown, Titans!
We're going to focus on trying to win this week. We'll let the playoffs kind of handle itself.
No one's going to come feel sorry for you. No one's going to come pat you on the back and tell you it's going to be okay. It's not okay. We got to win.
Friday. He is Jalen Rose. I am David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What exactly is it that
we
get do? It is finally here, week 18 in the NFL, and we have some very meaningful games on the schedule. We start with the 49ers against the Rams. The Rams need this win for positioning. The 49ers need this win to continue their season. However, they'll be trying to get this win without Jimmy Garoppolo. They will have Trey Lance, who they traded up to get under center. Can Kyle Shanahan dial up enough magic for Trey Lance and Deebo Samuel to beat the Rams?
David Jacoby, do you remember what team drafted me into the NBA in 1994?
The Denver Nuggets with the great rainbow uniforms.
Absolutely. Their head coach was Mike Shanahan. His son now coaches the 49ers. And while they talk about the greatness of John Elway, they didn't start winning the Super Bowls until they start running the football with Terrell Davis and others. That's the same thing with this team. You talked about Trey Lance getting drafted high. Jimmy Garoppolo has had a really good season. We're going to talk about the brilliance that they have all around. Kittle at tight end. But he wants to run the ball. So much so, Deebo Samuel, who's a terrific receiver, who's been balling out this year, has also become somebody they can hand the football off to as a running back. So much so, they did it primarily against the Rams initially when they played. So look for a large dose of that. You would think a team that has Aaron Donald on the defensive line, you're not trying to run against them. Well, the 49ers are just the opposite. So if you're the Rams, you got to make sure you have the ability to stop the run if you want to find a way to win this game.
Absolutely. And Jalen, no one has seen more Matt Stafford playing football than you. You watch every quarter, every second of every Lions game, which I think is a terrible decision by you. But however, you notice something about Matt Stafford. A lot of pick sixes. Can he avoid that against the 49er defense?
See, the beautiful thing about sports, and in this context, the NFL, it's a copycat league. And the last time they played against the 49ers, two early picks. And how did they do it? Playing a lot of zone, dropping back, not blitzing Matt Stafford. He's not going to run. He's not going to scramble. Let him stay in the pocket. Let him make a bad decision, pick the football off, and go to the other end zone. So if you're Matt Stafford, you got to take care of that ball. And Odell Beckham has done a terrific job since he's been a part of their team. Cooper Kupp deserves to be in the MVP conversation by the way he's played as a receiver. But Matthew Stafford, as these games continue to get bigger, he didn't have these big games with my Lions. Now he's going to be having big stage games, big playoff games. Sean McVay's his coach. They have Super Bowl expectations. He has to take care of the football.
Jalen, you and I believe that the Chiefs are head and shoulders above every other team in the AFC. However, if the Tennessee Titans beat the Texans, which they probably will, they will likely have home field advantage all the way through until the Super Bowl. Jalen, do you still believe the Chiefs are your favorite to win the AFC as they get ready to take on the Broncos on Sunday?
As we talk about favorites, I just want to say the Honey Badger's name, because I just love how he resurrected his life, his career, turned himself into a Super Bowl champion, one of the most exciting players in the entire NFL defensively to help that defense, in particular at points of this season. But as you acknowledge, Patrick Mahomes is going to drive this thing. okay? And he, Kelce, and the cheetah on the outside, Tyreek Hill, like when they're hitting on all cylinders, they're playing in fast forward versus the rest of the league. And this is the time of the season I think they've been gearing up for. And remember, Patrick Mahomes was injured in the Super Bowl last year, and they lost. I don't have to remind you, you were a clown outfit because you picked them, and I picked the Bucks. I think they're looking for get back this year.
Absolutely. I think the Chiefs will run through the AFC, but first they have to beat the Broncos on Saturday afternoon, which I believe they will. There is also another game and another team that has Super Bowl expectations that has kind of stumbled of late, and I'm talking about America's team, the Dallas Cowboys. Dak Prescott hasn't impressed in the last month or so, and Ezekiel Elliott hasn't impressed this entire season. Can they get Zeke and Dak back to gear up for the playoffs against the Eagles?
Well, they have a good 1-2 punch when Pollard is healthy if he plays in the backfield, but Zeke is a guy you want to be your bell cow. He's the high-paid guy back there. You know, Dak at quarterback. Their offense hasn't been as explosive as you hoped it would be all season, in particular with the weapons that they have. But they're playing against the Eagles team, to be frank, has outplayed people's expectations. This past offseason, everybody was talking about could Jalen Hurts be the starting quarterback for the Eagles, and that they were telling me that the Eagles are going to struggle this year. All I know is they adopted something that the Fab Five was doing about letting them hang, and they're in the playoffs. So shout to the Philadelphia Eagles for getting it done and outplaying expectations this year. But this is the weekend for get back. Let's see if Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott can have big weeks. Because I know Jalen Hurts going to have a big week. I already know he going to have. I know Parsons, I believe, may miss the game with COVID protocol. And I know Diggs pick off everything somebody throwing. But I already know Jalen Hurts going to play good. Let's see if Dak and Ezekiel Elliott can have big games as the Dallas Cowboys try to be a contender going into the playoffs.
There are certain weeks when I watch the Cowboys and their defense gets them wins and they can't run the ball and Dak doesn't look that sharp. And then there are weeks when I watch the Cowboys and I'm like, well, they're easily the best team in the NFC. What do you expect to happen come playoffs? Will we see the Cowboys be a true contender or are they just a one-and-done playoff team?
I hope that this Dallas Cowboy team has the makeup of a true contender. Because usually we're only talking about their offensive skill positions. This year we're talking about two guys, Diggs and Parsons, are in the conversation for Defensive Player of the Year. So that level of balance, when you look at the landscape of the NFC, the Packers, the Bucks, the Rams, the Cardinals, you would think that the Dallas Cowboys should be in the mix with those teams based on the talent that they have.
Now, Jalen, when we heard that this would be Ben Roethlisberger's last season with the Steelers, we noted that he said, with the Steelers. Now, as he gets ready to take the field against the Ravens on Sunday afternoon, do you expect this to be his last game with the Steelers or his last game, period?
It's loot the bag, and I'm talking about Vandross. It's over now, Ben Roethlisberger, and rightfully so. I mean, terrific Hall of Fame career, Super Bowl champion. He's accomplished so very much as a Pittsburgh Steeler. I would like to see him go out on his shield, so to speak, not trying to go to another team, see if he can be a starter, see if he can learn a new system, see if he can stay healthy. And we know how that movie may end up happening. We know how that movie may end up ending if he goes to another squad. So I hope this is his final game and he's had a terrific career.
Well, Jalen, hopefully next season won't have the COVID complications that this season had, but Drew Brees got a phone call this year. Philip Rivers got a phone call this year. Is it so crazy to think that Ben Roethlisberger will get a phone call next year and be offered to come back to the NFL?
I wouldn't get a surprise. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets a call. I mean, if you look deeper into these NFL rosters and you have nothing to do with your time, really pay attention to who are the second and third string quarterbacks on these 32 teams. There are some jobs for him. Mm-hmm. Look at some of the starters on some of the worst teams in the NFL. I don't even know who's starting for the Lions this weekend. Okay? So based on that, there is some jobs for him if he just wants to play. But however, is it going to be like Vince Carter was late in his career playing because he loved the game, but a couple of times in nondescript situations? Or is it going to be like, hey, Big Ben is going to go out on top, so to speak, as a Pittsburgh Steeler? That's what I believe is going to happen.
Well, I definitely had to Google some quarterbacks. I was like, Kyle Allen? I was like, who is Kyle Allen? Where did he go to college? I was like, Davis Mills? I had to Google a couple quarterbacks this season, and Ben Roethlisberger will probably have an opportunity to play again. But we will look forward to watching him, as you say, go out in his shield against the Ravens. Jalen, I don't know why they're doing it, but they're making the Packers play the Lions, okay? Aaron Rodgers, who will be the MVP, said that he wants to play against the Lions. He wants to pad those stats. However, he will probably only play a couple series as a little, way to get sharp, getting ready for the number one seed and the bye week as they head into the playoffs. Jalen, what do you expect to see from Rodgers against your Lions?
Pass first, second, and third while he's in. And as Ben goes off into the sunset, hopefully after this weekend, don't underestimate the fact that he threw the ball like 40 times last game and only had like 100 and some yards. So for Aaron Rodgers, if you say you're going to play two or three series, I anticipate he's going to pass at least 80% of the time in those series. And Davante Adams is going to be on rinse and repeat.
Well, I'm going to say the same thing that I've been saying about Aaron Rodgers. I believe that with the number one seed, they will go back to the NFC Championship game, and Aaron Rodgers will stay with Green Bay next season. There's no better place for him to go. He's been the MVP. He's been in the NFC Championship game for 2 years in a row, likely going to his third straight NFC Championship game. Why leave Green Bay under those circumstances? I think he stays. Russell Wilson, however, I think moves on. We will move on to some NBA action. Jalen, did you see the bing bong last night? Did you see RJ Barrett get the ball off the glass in the hoop in the garden? We'll break down that game and the rest of the NBA action right after this. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. To you live above the Heineken River Deck here in the Seaport, New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, it was the opening night of the season in the Garden when they took the Celtics to overtime and had a dramatic victory that started the bing bong era here in New York. And last night, bing bong came back. RJ Barrett at the buzzer gets the ball off the board in, and the Garden goes wild, bringing the Knicks to 19-20. Jalen Rose, can this propel the Knicks into a playoff contention position?
They will be a playoff team. I anticipate as a first round exit for a team that was a four seed last year, but it's re-energized the Garden. Like, Knicks fans and the NBA are enthusiastic about the fact that Julius Randle, who was terrific last year, is the league's most improved player. I just talked to you about RJ Barrett recently, who's actually been balling, playing really well. In particular, after he had like a viral moment with a fan go viral. And then Evan Fournier. Evan Fournier has played against the Boston Celtics three times this year. He scored 30 against them every time. Let me repeat that. The last Nick to do that against the Celtics was Patrick Ewing. That was the last person to do that. So he's out there going crazy when he see the Celtics.
Yeah, when you think about it, where did Evan Fournier finish the season last year? Oh, yeah, the Celtics. So when he sees that green, he sees the bucket. He's averaging 35 points in three matchups against the Celtics this season. And last night, he had 41 with 10 threes.
So a couple of things, Jacoby. I want to give Fournier credit because he's always been a bucket, even when he was in Orlando. And I like the fact that he lights them up even though he was with them for a short period of time. And I liked how people was getting his name wrong and you know what they were confusing it with, and he told them to Google it. But I also got to shout out my guy, Emmanuel Jalen Quickly.
Quickly?
Who's also giving him quality minutes as well.
His middle name is Jalen? I didn't know that.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's another Jalen in the league. There's so many Jalens in the league. There's a Jalen on every single roster. On every roster, there's a Jalen. Quickly played well last night. Really impressed with this win with the Knicks, who have not played up to expectations. They're still under 500. However, with this win, they put the Celtics in the rearview mirror in the standings. Both these teams need to turn it on, and we get to the second half of the season. Jalen Rose, one team does not need to turn it on are the Phoenix Suns. The Suns have the best record in the NBA after going to the finals last year. And remember, they started a little bit slow out of the gate? Well, not anymore. They are 30-8. They got a win over the Clippers yesterday. What do you think about this team as just the number one team in the league?
When you're the first to do something, as time passes, only historians remember who was the first, because usually the next generation doesn't care. It's almost going to be like my first name. People's not going to realize that I was, in theory, the one that popularized it. The reason I bring that up is because when you have the best backcourt, other than the Splash Brothers, obviously, when they playing on all cylinders, and Chris Paul and Devin Booker, you know what that allows you to do? Not pay DeAndre Ayton immediately. And anybody who watches this show, you know I like to like drop little jewels, like I said at the beginning of this conversation, before the world starts talking about it, kind of like we did with Russell Wilson. I'm going to do that here. As I watch the development of Biyombo and Smith getting quality minutes, and they also have JaVale McGee, when you have Chris Paul, you pick, you roll to the front of the rim, he's going to throw it to you every 3 to 5 possessions. You're going to get a chance to score or get fouled. Smith is actually a shooter. The big fella can knock down threes. He was doing so, I believe, he went to Maryland. To me, this paves the way for a team that hasn't signed Ayton to at some point move him. Ooh. And allow him to get his money somewhere else. And as I look at the landscape of the league, I actually got a landing spot for him if this happens. This is just me watching the games, being a fan of what I see, and paying attention to the dominoes that happen on the chessboard. And I know that Sabonis probably won't be in Indiana after this year. So I like that for those two teams. Stay tuned as the season progresses.
You only get this kind of insight here on Jalen and Jacoby, and we will turn our attention back to week 18 in the NFL. I love the last week of the season, especially when there are de facto playoff games, and there is one between the Raiders and the Chargers. Likely, the Colts beat the Jags, which will make this Sunday night game a win or go home game between the Chargers and the Raiders. What do you expect to see in this one as we put a cap on the NFL season on Sunday night?
I expect to see the Chargers win and be a team that actually now gets to the postseason, and see if Justin Herbert can make his name for himself at that part of the season. Like during the regular season, he's shown us that he got all of the goods. He got all the tangibles. He got all of the throws. He's tall in the pocket. They got great weapons on the outside. You know how much I love Eckler in the backfield. I love James defensively as a D-back. I mean, they have Bosa defensively on the defensive line. Like, they have a squad. However, if they come up short, there's a coach in Ann Arbor, Michigan, that allegedly may be of interest to both of these teams if they don't meet their goals. Stay tuned for that as well. So this is a big weekend for the Chargers.
I think Staley has a very secure job with the Chargers. However, that Raiders head coaching position seems to be open, and Mr. Harbaugh might be interested in it. Can Derek Carr get this huge win this Sunday night and propel Las Vegas into the playoffs?
I don't believe so, but I want to give Derek Carr a lot of credit for being a professional, for being a veteran. And regardless of the turbulence that the Raiders have gone through over the past handful of years, moving from Cali to Vegas, multiple coaches, all incidents with teammates on and off the floor, AB on and off the field, AB being on and off the team. Like, he still found a way to navigate, be their starting quarterback, and show up and put them in this position. So there's something to be said for that.
There certainly is, and I'm excited about this game. I expect the Raiders to come out with the big win at home. Mr. Rose, we have a lot more to discuss to get you ready for this weekend's action in the NFL and the NBA. And we'll be right back to do so after this break.
We're
You're
not
watching
done.
Jalen and Jacoby.
We are not done.
Doubleheader tonight on ESPN, starting with the Bucks traveling to Brooklyn to take on the Nets at 7:30, and then in the nightcap it is Trae Young and the Hawks traveling to Los Angeles to take on King James and the Lakers. NBA Countdown proceeds at all at 7 p.m. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, two heavyweight champions are going back and forth on social media about a potential fight, but it's not what you would expect. It is UFC's Francis Ngannou and boxing's Tyson Fury talking about how they would fight, what rules they would fight under, what gloves they would wear. Jalen, would you buy a pay-per-view featuring Fury versus Ngannou?
Yes, I am and would. Exhibitions in boxing have been happening since the beginning of time, and these friendly bouts, whether it's Muhammad Ali, whether it's Floyd Mayweather. But I like the fact that these guys get a chance to do what I'm considering like the low management version of their sports, right? Tyson Fury doesn't have to go against somebody who's been a heavyweight boxer their whole life, like Deontay Wilder, and Ngannou really doesn't have anybody to fight because he's dominant in his sport. Get them both in the ring, and now they get a chance to make money outside of their normal way that they've been able to do it as professionals in both of their fields. So yes, I'm gonna support.
I would not spend my money to watch a Paul brother fight, but I would definitely put up some money to watch a Fury Ngannou fight for sure. That's one matchup I want to see. Another matchup I look forward to seeing is the Seahawks going up against the Cardinals. The Seahawks have nothing to play for. They will not make the playoffs. However, do you expect that this will be Russell Wilson's last time in a Seahawks uniform?
It's been a great run, and this has been Roethlisberger in a different way. Ben is riding off into the sunset. For me, Russell Wilson has so much great football left. I believe Pete Carroll remains their coach, but when he gave them a list of teams he would go to if he wasn't there, to me, that became the opening. And with them not making the playoffs this year and him missing the game for the first time in his career, yes, I believe he ends up somewhere else. I would love to see him with Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh, but stay tuned.
Jalen, the other side of the ball, we have the Cardinals. The Cardinals have looked at times like the best team in the NFL, and at times they've looked like a team that doesn't even deserve a playoff spot. What do you expect to see from your guy, Kyler Pesce?
Don't deserve a playoff spot.
They
you get out of
bad
line,
a
you
weeks,
get
Jalen.
Whacked. You know the rules. Smallest guy in the room with the biggest heart and the killer instinct. Kyler Murray, without DeAndre Hopkins, is going to propel these guys. He's going to always be a tough out as long as they got him under center.
Well, I always like it when Kyler Murray can use his legs to get first downs. It seems like you just cannot capture him. You cannot contain him with a four-man rush. Look forward to watching that. Look forward to discussing all the action
Thank
from
you.
Week 18 on Monday, ESPN2 at 4 p.m.